You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Bernard Rothman is an RNIB service user and former black cab driver. Let's join him for a ride around his old area. An elderly member of RNIB's Reminisce and Remember group walks slowly down a street in London, accompanied by Tony, a London black cab driver.
My name is Bernard Rothman. I'm 92 and three-quarter years old, born in 1931. Terrible childhood, absolute poverty. To be honest, I don't know how he lived.
Tony helps him into his cab.
It's in Stepney, Tower Hamlets now. It was slummy, you know, because we used to live in one room. Didn't live like that. If you look, there's the buildings there, through the alley, and that's where I used to live. You didn't question it, to be honest. I didn't, anyway. Once I started driving a cab, you could see how the other half lived.
I
noticed things.
Here we go.
It's one of my bucket lists. That's the only one. Just to go back to where I lived before the war.
Right.
You know, a bit of nostalgia.
Yeah. So what I haven't asked you, Bernard, it's an important question, is when did you become a cab driver?
In 1953.
1953?
Yes.
So quite different then.
Very different. Actually, a friend of mine was a cab driver. Cab drivers to learn had to go out on the knowledge. And I accompanied him on one of these. And I was so bored, I thought, oh, I'll never do this. And I went back to my old job. And one lovely sunny day, I'm looking out the window and there's people walking about in the sun. I thought, there must be more to life than this. And I decided to do the knowledge, which I'm very pleased I did, because that was the best thing I ever did.
Archive of a 1950s London black cab.
I've got to ask you this question, Bernard, famous people. You know this is a cab driver. Cab drivers are always the first one you can remember.
First one is Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I was absolutely flabbergasted.
Yeah.
Charlie Chaplin. Couldn't believe it.
When I got to the Savoy, how much that driver? I said, Mr. Chaplin, I said, it gave me so much pleasure over the years, but have this ride on me.
And I thought back in it over the years, I thought, here's a sort of a pauper cab driver asking a multi-millionaire to have the fare, which I thought was comical.
So he said, don't be silly. And he gave me a 10-bob note, which was a lot of money in those days.
Absolutely.
What street's this?
You'll remember this one.
Golding Street?
Mm.
Is it?
Yes.
Ah, right. Well, just the street's the same, but all the buildings have changed. So it's probably closed off.
A housing estate with high-rise flats, where a whole new community has replaced the slum that Bernard remembers. Tony takes a U-turn and drives out of the estate.
What's that? Is that Rampart Street?
That's
is that?
Yeah, absolutely. You recognise that one. Well done.
I used to work down here.
Yeah,
Rampart Street. When we get to Fairclare, this is Fairclare Street.
This is it. So we turn left here. This is Fairclare Street. Yeah.
Right.
We've got the old school building. Well, it used to be a school, I think.
So yeah, that was the school I used to go to as well.
Yeah.
Fairclare Street School.
Oh, it's coming up here on the left. Yeah.
The cab stops in front of an Edwardian building.
It's quite a big building, actually.
We had a gymnasium up the top. But my education, unfortunately, was minimal. Because during the war, there was only 2 hours a day school. And then the air raids and all sorts of things.
Black and white footage of the Blitz shows London in flames.
I was 13 then, and it was terrifying. You hear the noise of them coming over. And you keep saying, stop, 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 and they're getting louder and louder. You say, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. When they stopped, they fell down,
Harris Buildings, where we lived, had a sort of cellar. And we used to just be in there. I don't think it was very safe. but that's what we did.
Anyway, my mother got me evacuated. Terrible evacuation. But I was looked after quite well there. Nice family, actually. Just go to church with them. I don't know whether they knew I was Jewish or not. I never told them.
Did your family use this synagogue here? It's London, East London Central Synagogue.
Yeah, I used to go.
Did you just go here, yeah?
Well, we weren't very religious, to be honest.
Sure, Tony. No, sure.
No, I'm an atheist anyway.
Yeah.
I've given up all that going to heaven.
It would have been a really big Jewish community at the time, though, right?
Oh, it was full of Jews, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That was the norm. Everybody was Jewish. And we all got on together somehow, you know. But you're very insular, to be honest. You didn't go very far out of your own area. Cable Street, my parents kept me away. But I have stories about it later on, because they had a lot of dockers, and they used to have a go at the Jews. They used to throw stones at the kids, things like that. But when Mosley come down, they backed the Jews. They said, they're our Jews, not yours, because they obviously knew what fascism was, I suppose.
I expected the roads to be changed, which they haven't, basically. They kept the same streets. You know, and my memories goes back to them. The top of Amberson Street, there was a dairy.
Right.
And it was in an ordinary house.
Yeah.
And in the backyard, it had two cows. It's something. I mean, there was no bathrooms. They didn't think working people washed or something. We used to go to the public baths once a week, whether we needed it or not.
Tony helps Bernard out of the cab and into a cafe.
It happened about 10 months ago, probably. Woke up and everything was a bit blurred. Phoned my doctor. He examined me at my eyes. I knew I had molecular degeneration, but he said, you've got some other problems. But whether it's got worse, obviously, yes. And whether that's the condition, that's the reason, I don't know. Well, I can't see subtitles. I can't read writing without a magnifying glass. So obviously it's deteriorated. Whether it'll get worse or go blind, I'm not sure.
How did you get in contact with RIB? Have they helped?
I don't know.
OK. They've got some great service.
They've been contacting me.
Yeah.
And I have this telephone meeting every Friday. All people of over 90, it seems like. It's amazing that we've all got the same problems, sort of thing. Eye-wise.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm as bad off as a lot of them.
Yeah.
Actually, after a couple of weeks, I said, I'll have to come. I said, I'm too outspoken. They say, you know, what they want to say. They say, you want to say anything, Bernard? I haven't got the words to say what I feel about today. It's been wonderful. It's something I didn't think was going to happen. So I'm elated.
Tony and Bernard drive off in the black cab. If you have questions about sight loss or assistive equipment, call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999, or you can email helpline at rnib.org.uk, or tell your Alexa-enabled smart device to call the RNIB helpline.
RNIB. See differently.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.